You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
There's a slight delay from the broadcast to when we are doing anything. So we hit go live, but you actually see about like 10 seconds beforehand.
Yeah, like you haven't seen me punch Christian in the face
but it's really about to happen.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Whoa, a nice cold brew said, I literally just found out I'm going to be a dad.
Congratulations. Literally?
Wow.
A nice cold brew. You need to tell us how you found out. Was it a text? How do you literally find? You can't be finding out that information.
Are you on Maury right now?
How are you finding out that information while you're watching the Cooligans live on YouTube?
Yeah, I feel like you're really good at multitasking, bro. You're going to be a great dad.
Babe, I hear what you're saying, but I'm busy right now, okay?
Bro, is there a way you could give me this information? A dad? Me? Wow, absolute flood the chat with applause.
That's right.
Please put those clap emojis, please, for a nice cold brew.
All right.
But not that y'all care, but I just found out. Why would we not care?
What are we, monsters?
Huh? Okay. You know the best part about this news is that it's not mine.
Okay. I'm. You know what? It's also not mine.
Isn't that a relief? Hey.
All right. We're going to have a crushed ice cold brew, maybe a baby ice. I don't know why.
Hey, here's a cold brew for you. Let me block the company.
There it is.
By the way, I usually get a bigger one. Isn't it bigger than this?
Occasionally, yeah, you usually do.
They charged me for a large and gave me this.
Wow, inflation, bro.
No, not inflation. It's scam-a-lama ding-dong.
Okay. Michael Raymond said, hey, what's up, y'all? Glad to join these legends. Bruh. Yes, we're also excited to join an ice cold brew, okay? Nice Cooper said it was this morning. All right. Well, congratulations. Nonetheless, really, really cool.
Nicole Hack says, hello, NBC legends, which is what we've requested them to call us. Okay. Over at NBC. They refuse.
What's good, everybody? If you listened to the yesterday's podcast, you heard all about, on Prem Show, what happened
just that were
over the weekend. You got a little sneak peek. We were hanging out with all the Premier League legends.
I mean, for some reason, Twitter gave you that photo when we tweeted out that we were going to be here. That's not the thumbnail for this YouTube video.
Yeah, I don't know.
So once again, you saw us hanging out with legends.
You saw it twice.
People were like, are they going to use this photo for everything? And the answer is most likely yes.
Well, I've tattooed it on my back.
I tattooed it across my butt cheek.
Okay.
And guess which part is my face, because I was in the middle.
Nick Red said, you mean NBC Begins?
Bro.
Okay, that's, apologies for saying it incorrectly.
These two also said blamma blamma bang bang, which I don't know what that means, but...
I don't want that to start to be a thing. What a terrible.
How many things have you said? Please don't.
I don't want to add that button to our soundboard.
I don't want to make that a thing. And then it's become a thing.
Okay.
You said Blamar, and the rest of the chat was like, we need to get involved as well as he did because it made Alexis nearly collapse.
So today is shouts to US. We got to focus a lot. On all the things in the MLS playoffs, NWSL playoffs. There's too much to discuss. Before we get there, I do want to make sure we talk about the Ballon d'Or, because that was recorded. The presentation happened after we recorded our show.
Yes.
So we'll get to that as well.
Can we talk about how stunning Trinity Rodman looked?
That's going to be there.
Oh, my God. Was that a full latex dress, bro?
Bro, we will. That's in the agenda. Oh, we're gonna talk about it. But
wild.
Hello, as always. Welcome.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Thank you, Poppy, for welcoming us again. Welcome to the Cooligans. Shout out to all the Meadowlark, Levitard family tuning in. We appreciate
shouts to all our new fans who heard about us via NBC.
Yeah, there were some people, you know, who saw us on there and were like, and they're hitting us up. You know, that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, we haven't changed. Mm-mm. We're the same people. We're still putting out that quality content we've been doing since day one.
Bro, we've been doing this below your radar.
Okay. And then now all of a sudden that we got the NBC cosign, the Rebecca Lowe cosign, then they're like, ah, okay, I'll hit that follow button. I'll hit that subscribe button.
You know what? Maybe I will watch.
Okay.
There was a guy last night at the NYCFC game.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm leaving, he goes, yo, man, that's a really cool scarf. Where'd you get that? And I was like, I don't know. I just got it. And he goes, do you know where I could get one? I go, here you go. And I gave it to him. And he goes, what? Really? And his wife was like, are you sure? And I go, yeah. Hey, just follow the Cooligans. And he goes, all right. And I got a message from him saying, hey, man, I've seen your stuff time and time again. I didn't realize that was you.
Wow.
I've seen some of your clips. Now I'm following. I'm going to check out all your stuff. Thank you so much. That was really cool of you. No problem. I'll give all of you scarves if you just hit the
bro, we need about
button.
Like 70,000 more scarves, you know, and we will be good to go.
We got a plan here, okay? We're just going to walk around in scarves.
I don't think
I'm going to wear like 15 scarves at once. And when someone goes, hey, man, no scarf, I'm gonna, here you go. Subscribe to the cool.
I don't think people understand. Brands don't respect you if you don't have like 100,000 subscribers.
Bro, you know how many times we've been told, hey, you guys are the most talented people we could possibly get for this. But there's a guy who does, you know, keep you up his off his forehead with shampoo bottles. And he's got 3 million subscribers. So he's going to get all of that money. And then if you guys want, you guys get access if you fly yourselves here.
We'll give you some scarves. That's all they offer us.
And I'm like, give me them scarves because I got a plan.
Okay. We're going to flip these scarves.
Oh, you think scarves? I can't figure out how to use that?
So that's 100% a real thing. So, yes, hit that subscribe button. Hit that follow button wherever you see us. We appreciate it. And we're here live on YouTube. So if you are watching and you're not a subscriber, I mean, absolute madness.
Crimson Pizza, but whoa, new people get scarfed? It was a one scar trade.
Okay. So, I do want to start with the Ballon d'Or ceremony. And obviously, we mentioned briefly yesterday, Karim Benzema should win it.
Oh,
That's exactly what happened.
When I saw he flowed out HD cuts to get his hair cut, I said, oh, the man winning.
Yeah, but the one fun tidbit from that, from his Ballon d'Or win, his victory, was that he brought his girlfriend to the ceremony, but he also brought his son and the baby's mom. So he brought the baby mama, the girlfriend, his kid.
He brought drama.
Nah, bro. He's like,
the drama on door, bro.
You're all celebrating with me. Okay, we did this together.
Yo, you think I can't be a winner in front of my baby mom and the new girlfriend that hates her? Nah.
So you would imagine there's somewhat of a healthy relationship. It could be that happens all the time, you know, with, you know, I think, you know, hopefully it works out with an ice cold brew and his lady that he's not in this exact situation. But
you know what you should do, right? When you go take your family photos, invite your ex.
Okay.
If Karim could do it, why can't you?
Okay. We need to all be more like Karim Benzema, okay? Big body Benzema, bro.
He's like the way less toxic version of Future.
If Future could be as toxic as this, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good level of toxicity.
Did I ever tell you the guy I met at JD Sports?
No.
Okay, so I'm in JD Sports. If you don't know, JD Sports is like, I think it's their Foot Locker. I think they might have bought Foot Locker or Foot Action.
They
bought Foot Action. I'm in the UK. I need to get a pair of sneakers. So I walk in, obviously all white, low top Air Force Ones. The kids are calling them Fazos. They're uptowns. Stop it. Right? We don't respect G Herbo like that unless you're one of G Herbo's shooters, in which case I can't believe Christian said that and photoshopped it over my mouth. So I go in there and the dude, I'm like, yo, like you got to talk to somebody and then they go get you the shoe. You can't just like pick up the shoe and like hold it.
Right.
You got to find somebody with the, you know what I mean? So I see a guy with a, and I'm like, yo, I need the blah, blah, blah. I'm 10 and a half US, so that's 9.5 UK. Can you just get me a pair? Because you need to try it on. I said, absolutely not. I said, as long as there's no creases on it, I'm buying it. He's like, boom, got you. And I go, hey, man, have you ever heard that you look exactly like Fredo, that rapper from out here? And he goes, yeah, I hear that a lot. He goes, but yo, I don't really like British rappers. I like rappers from where you from. I'm like, oh, you like only American rappers? He goes, that's it. I go, who's your favorite? He goes, Future. I was like, oh, you like the Toxicity? And he goes, bro, it's why I listen to him. He goes, yo, I want to be just like him. He goes, yo, I got like 3 or 4 girls right now. All know about each other. All mad at me. He's like, but yo, they still let me pipe. I was like, oh no, I'm stressed out for you. Wow.
I'm like trying to juggle it in my own mind, and it's giving me anxiety.
I was on the escalator, like, he said they all let me pipe.
Who was it that sent that infamous tweet? J.R. Smith.
She goes, hey, big fan. He goes, you coming to the game? She goes, yeah. He goes, trying to get that pipe?
Yeah, yeah. It's a fair question. All right, you're trying to get to
that's how you get consent, folks.
All right, the way the kids do it in 2022, a little bit different. Yeah. All right. Okay. This was the photo. These are some of the photos. So he brought his girlfriend, he brought his ex, and he brought
Board Martin goes, I like that hoodie, Alexis. Waits for Alexis to offer me hits on to subscribe. I'm just gonna be standing there naked, be like, everyone cool? You got one pair of socks, you got my underwear.
But Benzema brought his mom, his girlfriend, and his ex and his son to help to watch him celebrate. But then this was the controversy, was that his girlfriend and his ex,
his baby mama.
Baby mama look very much alike. A lot of people thought it was the same person.
The kid got a type,
and that's what it is. So,
if you broke up with your lady, would your next girl, you think your next girl would look a lot like her?
No, I've never. I'm done with that type.
I'm done with this look. I'll never go to that look again. The speed at which you said no just now is going to cause an argument when you get home.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You don't get back up to the buffet to get the same thing.
No, man, I had that already. I'm here for them crab legs.
Okay, it's a charcuterie board. Oh, you got to mix it up.
The speed at which you said no.
No, I was the reason.
I know a guy at JD Sports. I got to introduce you to
the reason I was going to say no was because none of my serious girlfriends or any girl I've dated has been the same background. First girlfriend, Puerto Rican.
No one ever looked the same?
No one ever looked the same. First girlfriend, Puerto Rican. Second.
You don't care, man. You're just swinging it around.
Was Pakistani. Mm-hmm. And then my wife is white, I guess. Yeah, Jewish.
A Jewish white
Jewish,
lady.
Jewish white lady.
Yeah. Okay.
She's great. I'm hoping I don't have to go back to the buffet, but you know.
You might have to after the way you said no that quick, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. You might want to block this on your girl's phone.
Michael Raymond said, "Hey, Kristen, you need a couch. You got one behind you."
We got two of them, bro.
We got two right there.
We got one for the beginning of the week, one for the end of the week. My G was like, "Hell no, I ain't going back to that."
Paul Nelson Yo said, "Hitting that rainbow."
Yeah,
what a great
yeah,
saying.
What else you got to check off before you get a free sandwich at this brothel, my G? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm upset I asked you that.
Andrew Johnson said, for real, would you, I guess to you, would you go for an Italian girl again?
For me? Maybe.
Answer correctly, bro.
Maybe. But luckily, I'll never have to make that decision because I'm going to be with my lady for forever because we're very happy. And I ain't going down the same road Christian is. I'm going to be standing there going, yo, you should stop beating him amongst the face because we need that for our podcast. That's what I'm going to say to your lady.
Okay. I get that you're upset, yeah, yeah. But it's causing people to ask a lot of questions.
Only where you can hide the bruises with a t-shirt, just like my mom used to do as a kid.
Okay, so congrats to Karim Benzema. I wanted to make sure we spoke about that before we moved on. But let's get right to it. MLS Cup playoffs.
Let's go
back through. They obviously started last week.
Graham Raby called you Mr. Worldwide.
Bro, thank you.
Dale.
Okay, where are my shades at?
Oh, that hurt my soul, bro.
Okay, the MLS Cup playoffs. So let's start with the game that we attended last night.
Beautiful.
We went to Citi Field, you know.
We talked to players that weren't able to be on the field because of injury. And amongst fans, analysts, reporters, there was such a varied sort of prediction Like, I don't know. The confidence levels were so weird for this match versus others. And I think it just goes to show, like, you never really know what you're going to get with NYCFC towards the end of the season. But we said it before. We'll say it again. You got to catch a little momentum.
Yeah.
Seems like maybe the last few games we saw NYCFC play are really who they are, and this momentum is serious.
Yeah, and I would say,
if you don't know, NYCFC completely destroys Higuain's going away party 3-0.
Yeah, to the point where there were a lot of like Argentinian legends at the game. We were in one of the suites for a bit with
a little suite.
Okay, not to brag or anything, but. SKC
like,
fan,
nope, had one of you already.
SKC Fan TV, you may know this gentleman, Maxi Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Remember Maxi Rodriguez? I mean, he was a beast in FIFA. That's why I remember.
Yeah, he's a Argentinian
legend. But he was at the game as well.
Do you say Argentine? Have we figured this out?
You say Argentine
because he would be an Argentine legend.
I think it's. I wouldn't say. I don't know if they're both interchangeable. I thought Argentine is like when it's plural or more. I don't know. Please, somebody who's Argentinian, please. Robin Zucchini or SKC Fantasy.
Yeah. We're really leaning on both of you right now.
And Robin just said, Higuain's going away party in a baseball stadium. Yeah, that's where it happened. You know, look, if that game was at Red Bull Arena last night, it would have not been great. It would have been pretty bad. You know,
there would have been a tenth of the attendance.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not. You know, I still think NYCFC would have won, but the fanfare wouldn't have been the same. I'm not exaggerating, like pretty bad, because there've been a couple really good games at Red Bull Arena, but it just wouldn't have been the same.
I think the best game I ever attended at Red Bull Arena was the NYCFC, the Derby, where NYCFC won. I think that's the best. I mean, I'm obviously not Red Bull games. I'm sure there have been some incredible during the Henry era and all that, but that was the best for me. The best. Had a wild number of attendance. The audience was crazy. The crowd was wild. It was just fun. There was a lot of celebrities there. Like, it felt like you wanted it. For some reason, this random Hudson River Derby just became a really important game.
Yeah, and it feels like the last...
That was 3-1, if I'm not mistaken. The one we went to.
That was 2-1, I believe.
2-1, okay.
I love Jason Pena said... was looking for you at the match, Christian. Was hoping you could point me to a Flow charging station. If you haven't seen the piece of SpawnCon, little sponsored content that I did with Justin Hack, just message me and I will share with you. But no, that was a cool thing to drive around with an NYCFC player.
They got a lot of trust and belief. I was supposed to do one with a player who ended up getting injured, but I was like, you gonna let me drive this dude around? Isn't he important to you?
So the...
SKC Fan TV said he's heard it both ways. Argentinian.
Argentinian. You said Argentine.
All right. Well, now there's a third way. So now you've heard it three ways.
Like them, bro. What category on Pornhub are you clicking on? Argentine.
DJ 31 said, yo, que lo que? RD en la casa? What's RD?
República Dominicana.
I don't know.
Registered dietitian in the house.
You already know. Oh, I don't want to read the rest. To me, it's just DR. So RD really threw me for a loop there. I'll tell you this, last night at Citi Field, I'm not mad. Better stadium and food. So can we say that? I think it's a better experience.
I think everybody's fairly aware of that. Like,
Also, it just seems like the crowd, there's just so many more. Like soccer fans in Queens,
it's that part of Queens
is wild Latino.
Is wild Latino, okay? Oh. And they like soccer.
The Latino
a lot.
Cultures that like soccer,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
you put that in the Bronx, and it's like, oh yeah, ¿qué está pasando ahí?
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
¿cuál es el pitch?
I think when Dominicans and Puerto Ricans and just Caribbeans, when they saw Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, they're like, we're moving there. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, this is the area we will populate.
Oh, John. You gotta live near there. So, I want to live next to Derek Jeter. Okay.
So the energy is just different because there's fans that don't go to Yankee Stadium that do go to Citi Field. Look, it's just everybody now, because the Citi Field matches have been so fun and exciting. Everybody's like, let's put a stadium in Queens.
Put it in the parking lot of Citi Field.
Bro, please. I mean, look, I'm hearing rumors here and there.
We've been saying the same
every single time
for a year.
Every single time it's always like, we're gonna hear an announcement soon. We're sort of hearing it again, but you know, there haven't been the big like articles about it. But who knows? I hope it happens, but you know, I'll take MLS Cups every year as well. Those will also be.
Yeah, nice. I could care less whoever we played as long as we win MLS Cup. So it was just a fun game, and I think you saw once again. You know, I don't know if Nick Cushing has switched it up or maybe.
Yeah, 100% has switched it up. It is.
I mean, O'Toole also. Where was this guy at the beginning of the season?
Nick Cushing brought out the Thule.
Hi, the O'Toole.
Because Kevin O'Toole has been spectacular. And I think he's changed the kind of energy and sort of excitement towards the team. And
also,
For such a young player, obviously he was the draft pick for NYCFC.
And
he
don't look young at all, though.
He's playing with a confidence.
He out there, he looking like he got a mortgage.
I feel like after watching him again, playing in Campeones Cup, playing in, you know, NYC hasn't lost since they've won Campeones Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big part of that. And he's been getting a lot of, a lot of responsibility. But for, you know, there are some young players on NYCFC that don't play with the same level of poise.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And consistency.
Which is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. But for him to be that trusted by the coach and you know, to play in these huge games.
Last year it was Tavon Gray.
Right.
You know, came out of nowhere, really solidified that side. Even when he made mistakes, rebounded, got back. Did what he had to do, and we're seeing the same thing from O'Toole on the left side. And let's not get it twisted, bro. Anton Tinnerholm being back is massive.
Yeah, it is huge, right? Yeah. It's you see the difference.
How many of our attacks started on that right side that led to goals?
Absolutely incredible. You see the difference in, and this is not to knock on Tavon Gray, but I would say Tavon Gray is a better defender, and Anton Tinnerholm is a better attacker. I mean, and he's a better passer. You see the decisions that he makes the goal that...
running backwards, I trust Tavon Gray more than Anton Tinnerholm. Running forward, I trust Anton.
Because Tavon Gray is a beast of a defender.
Yeah.
But you saw the goal that Maxi Morales scored. It was the pass from Anton Tinnerholm that created it. Santi does the back heel. Maxi scores the goal. They looked incredible. That second half was unbelievable. But I do want to talk a little about Gonzalo Higuain and his... I spoke about it with Tom Boger while he was here, just about his career ending. But now that it's officially done, we saw he was very emotional after the game.
It's got to be emotional. He had a long, you know, career with a lot of ups and downs, but he played for a lot of storied clubs, had a lot of big moments. Was a part of a Copa America winning Argentina. I mean,
Copa America winning Argentina? Or Argentina winning Copa America?
No, he was a part of a Copa America.
A Copa. Okay, got it. It sounded like the trophy won the country.
He was a part of a Copa America winning Argentina. There. See, I know how to do it, dude.
And Ice Core Bruce said, Miami was also extremely unorganized in the back last night.
Just like my ex. All right.
Damn, bro. What was that, a mess back there? Jeez.
Why are we doing this?
I think I wouldn't say unorganized because it kind of implies that the...
No, if you look at the Maxi Morales goal, he cuts across the defenders. I'm not sure who it is that's tracking with him, completely loses sight of him.
Yeah,
and I guess cutting diagonally across the defender.
I would
just
say
hurts
that
them.
NYCFC were better than Inter Miami were worse at defending. You know what I mean? They were
better at attacking than Miami was at defending.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think Miami was terrible. And I thought DeAndre Yedlin was a threat because he's clearly who was defending. I think it was O'Toole or usually Chanel that he would be going up against. And Yedlin is just one of the fastest players probably in the league still. And so I didn't think they were that bad, but the Santi, creating that pressure. Like NYCFC had chances that they probably could have finished in the first half, but again, I'm not here to just straight up knock Miami. I thought they held their own in the first half.
The second half was complete.
But I thought NYCFC's defending was just spectacular. They really, Sean Johnson really didn't have that much trouble. Outside of that one strong shot that Higuain took. Higuain was interesting too because I haven't really seen him that many times in person. And this dude is clearly one of the slowest dudes.
I mean, he is Giroud level slow.
He is quite slow, but there's something about his game where You can't get the ball from him.
No.
He's not fast by any means, but everybody, even you try to put two players on him, can get out of it somehow. Even if a fast defender comes in and like.
He's been called fat his whole career, and he's my goal weight. You know?
So, the main thing I want to highlight is like, a spectacular career. I made a joke about how, he was in Alexander Collins' pocket the entire game. But look, this dude is a legend of the game. Let's not take anything away from
it. It's sort of sad that he came to MLS and thought in the beginning that it was a bit of a retirement for him. You know, he jokingly said he thought he could play while smoking cigarettes. You know, he didn't take it that serious. By the time he sort of caught up to it,
yeah,
it was a little bit late for his career. Sure. And it led to, sort of what I would say is probably going to be looked at as a not so successful run.
The main thing is he's never had a good game against NYCFC. That's the one thing. Especially now, and this is why I think NYCFC are going to have a very good.
It's also because we have like a bunch of wild, young, athletic, midfielders like, people running in circles around.
You can see there were a lot of comments and quotes after the game about the players just playing for each other, believing in each other, and we were even talking to some of the players that couldn't dress for the game, and they believe in each other, and I think the decision to play three at the back, NYCFC has been playing 3-5-2 they're not playing with two strikers, but they're playing with three at the back.
Yeah.
And that is...
they're playing with three at the back and then everyone else forward.
It's like, but you see the possession, you see the movement, everybody's kind of bouncing around. It's like, we weren't seeing that in the middle of the season. And this NYCFC is a different team than the one that played Montreal early in the season.
Yeah.
The ones that played Philadelphia early in the season.
We've now switched. That transition from Ronnie Dyla's team to Nick Cushing's team has happened.
I agree.
I don't know. I guess it was the Campeones Cup where it all clicked.
I think so.
Because Alexander Collins has been on another level since then.
Yeah. The injuries really hurt the team, but they look like they've settled, and they're playing the way Nick Cushing wants to play.
They don't even have full strength.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be wild. So I'm excited about the rest of these playoffs, but I want to get talk about the previous week's matches because there were a couple that were exciting. Obviously, we have to talk about Red Bull losing to FC Cincinnati at Red Bull Arena. Loves that button, bro.
I guess we finished talking about it.
Dude, it's easy for us to make jokes, clearly. But let's try to figure out what the hell happened. Because I feel like this is year in and year out. The constant disappointment,
new
losing
manager,
the playoffs.
Though, I thought Gerhard Struber was going to be like bringing in a different mentality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he would be bringing in a kind of never give up type of vibe. And I don't know what has to change for the club to sort of make a sustained run in the playoffs. I don't know if it's the way they go about their season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that they put so much focus because they're such a European-based club. They put so much focus on the supporter shield. You got to win these games. You got to be at the top of the table. You got to be this. You got to be that. Maybe it's that. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like the playoffs, they just, for some reason, they're always at like 60% effectiveness.
Yeah. When we were at the Premier League Fan Fest, there were, Red Bull fans that were there, and there's nothing we can say.
Remember that guy was like, dude, I love you guys. Oh, I'm Arsenal till I die. And I was like, someone said Red Bull. He goes, yeah, dude, can't believe we lost. I was like, oh, I'm an NYCFC fan. He goes, dude, I fucking hate you. Like, he went from love you.
This changes everything.
Yeah, I never loved you. I was lying. That's not your kid.
The main thing is there's nothing we can say that it's going to upset Rebel fans more than New York Rebels themselves.
Nick Redman just said, can't blame Struber for the front office. He's not great, but having players with talent might be an idea.
So this is, and that's the point I was going to get to because I have this in front of me.
Can I have a button that says like nerd time? Because you're like, I have a chart.
Okay. I'm just saying for the audio listeners, they don't know what I'm talking about. But I do have, this was a at Stat Hunting, which is a dude we follow. He's like, I guess he's like a statistician or something, but he's a big fan of MLS. And he makes charts and tables in relation to MLS. So he made one about MLS salaries. And who's at the bottom?
Would it be New York Rebels?
It was New York Rebels with a $9.6 million per year on their salaries.
Who's at the top?
Toronto FC with $32.2 million. So they did not make the playoffs. Somebody did the calculation. I don't know if it's here, but basically something like TFC spends about $600,000 per point. And Philadelphia Union, who are second year. So how much you spend doesn't necessarily mean...
It doesn't equate to much. I mean, it depends on, I guess, your academy.
Scouting and academy, I mean, Philly has... They do absolutely incredible work.
Philly does three things really well. They have really incredible scouting, as you mentioned. They have an incredible academy that develops amazing players. And also, they continue to give oysters to the Aronson family.
Okay. A little aphrodisiac.
You know what I mean? I don't know why Sade is playing.
Did he? Who was it that said this? Was it you or the Aronsons? That there's a sister. They have a sister also.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, was it you?
Erling Haaland has a sister named, or a cousin, a first cousin named Alexis, who's playing in Texas A&M, and she's scoring buckets.
Okay. I believe the Aronson family, I believe there's a sister that also plays soccer. So, you know, hey, if I'm incorrect about that, please, I hope there's a sister.
What, did they put like a net in the fireplace growing up?
Okay, you got to buy a lot of balls, I guess. Hey. Philadelphia Union are, I guess, what is it? So first place, I guess, would be TFC. And then, I guess, what, 28th place? How many teams do we have now? I don't remember. I forgot how many we have.
Probably 70, in, 75. Andrew Johnson said, I, for one, am happy that the Rebels lose and lets their talented players go for cheap. That's obviously a Derek Etienne.
Sure. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to spend more money to be successful. But the fact that they refuse to spend more money to be successful is kind of ridiculous.
Del Boy is 100% right. For those of you listening, you won't see this. No, look at the chart. Pull the chart back up.
Okay.
He says, the chart looks like Guile from Street Fighter looking in the distance and regretting his decision.
What?
His choices in life. It really does, dude.
Where do you see that? This is like one of those...
Guile has that haircut. The gray is his face. The hair. Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of see it.
Yo.
What? Yo, that's trippy, bro.
Yo, Dope Boy, what acid did you drop before we started this show?
Hilarious. Okay, cool. Nice Street Fighter reference. Love it. I love it. Wow. I'm actually very good at Street Fighter. You ever play Street Fighter?
Justin Freeberg said, Aronsons do have a younger sister and she can ball.
Okay, see.
There we go. I was good at Street Fighter until people started, like, you know, all the combos. Everything was combos.
Right.
Someone's gonna pulls out a rocket all of a sudden. People are floating.
That's Marvel versus Capcom more, but regular Street Fighter. I was very good at like Street Fighter 2, but then even like Street Fighter like Alpha, Third Strike.
Oh, no, you got way past.
Crushed it, bro. Anybody want the smoke? Hit me up, dog. All right. So when you see this, look, it's easy to say if Rebels spend more money that they would fix some of their problems, but it's who do you blame? Is it the scouting? Is it because NYCFC also? Well, NYCFC are they spent $16 million, so not an incredible amount.
More top half, but closer to the middle.
But you look at the scouting decisions. And it just seems to work out so well. I mean, as far as they bring in players we've never really heard of from Brazil, you know, Gabi Pereira came from Corinthians. Mm-hmm. Talis Magno came from Vasco da Gama.
Very clearly, their scouts in South America are working extra time, but they also have a club down there, Montevideo City Torque.
Oh, yeah, in Uruguay.
In Uruguay.
But
where Tati came from.
Where and also where Santi came from.
Oh, that's right. Santi came from there.
Yeah.
Even though Santi's Club Nacional.
Yeah. So the it's hard to make sense of it. I don't know what it's like. And then the goal that they gave up. Look, Cincinnati, we know, have been a strong team this season, a huge threat. And Brandon Vasquez, the goal that he scored, everybody is like, they immediately sort of blame Aaron Long for not sort of tracking back and not getting. I'm, and also, Brendan Vasquez is stupid fast. It's like ridiculous.
Or his size, especially. Or,
yeah, yeah. He's just like, wow, dude.
You can't be a unit and be quick, bro.
So people were mad at Aaron Long and be like, well, is this the guy we're actually taking to the World Cup and the whole thing? But Brendan Vasquez, who is probably not going to the World Cup, could, it's he's gonna ha- he, I think he's going to have a decent playoff run, and it's going to probably look a little bit ridiculous that he's not there. Or at least not, you know, he wasn't brought into that to the final two matches, the two friendlies, to even get an opportunity. So it's probably not going to happen. But it looks like it might be a real shame, because it looks like he's absolutely
it is.
Crushing,
but if you're him, who cares? If you, I mean, obviously you care, but at this point, it's kind of obvious you're not going to get in the World Cup. There's no point in arguing or you know trying to prove a point. Try to get yourself to Europe. You know what I mean? Do what Georgi Mihailovic did.
Sure. Sure.
Speaking of that, it's NYCFC's next competition.
That's right.
Montreal looking really good this year.
Yeah, yeah. They beat Orlando pretty handily. It wasn't that much of a game for them. The other match from last week.
Well, Nick Red said blaming Long is wrong. The problem on that goal is Dylan Nealis is slower than Alexis in the toilet and got beat down the side.
Dylan Nealis. Yeah, yeah. Well, because it was from a throw-in. They gave up a goal from losing possession after a throw-in. So
at the end of the match,
they play, you know, rival, they play a high line, they play with a lot of pressure, and there's no reason to, you know, there's no excuse to lose to Cincinnati at home. And that's another thing, when you look at all the photos of Rebel Arena at kickoff, people were showing us, walking up to us, showing us photos, I took this photo at kickoff, and it's like there's nobody there. And I think
it is heartbreaking in a sense, because it's a great stadium.
The game was also early, right? I think the game was at noon or
it was
1.
Noon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that is also, I don't know.
How is that an issue?
I think that's
don't you an think issue. It's easier for people to get to a stadium at noon than it is at 7 or 8?
I don't. I don't know. It feels like that's too early. The game should be like at 2 or 3 o'clock. That's like a reasonable time, because if you're going with your kids, you got to get up at like, you know, 8 a.m., 7 a.m., get everything ready. You have to leave at 9.
You aren't comedians. Get up at that time all the time. They get to school,
I'm just
buddy.
Saying
it, what time does school start? 9?
School, it depends. No, usually school starts around like 8. Usually around 8. Most schools. New York City public schools.
Was it 8? I don't remember what time school started. I thought it was 9.
Yeah, yeah. I started. My first class used to be like at 8:20 or something like that.
Attendance at 12 noon game is impossible for some like me. I had tickets, but I also have kids who had to go to school, who had school things Saturday morning.
Probably soccer games or, you know, this. It's a bad time. That's not a good time to have a playoff game. It's absurd. Especially right.
I don't have kids, so I don't know.
It must have been the television, the broadcaster decided what time the game would be. That's a terrible time for that game.
NYCFC, Sait Tali said, would NYCFC, would they have outsold them for a playoff game under the same circumstances at Red Bull? No, because I think a lot of fans just kind of refuse to go
maybe
there.
It's
also really difficult for someone in Queens, someone in the Bronx, someone in Long Island, even though I know there's a lot of Red Bull fans that do that. It's not easy. You have to be really committed to go to Harrison, New Jersey. I know that public transportation is available, but you're talking 2 to 3 different trains for some. That's just a lot.
Right. So hard to explain. Don't know what the hell's going on, but it's getting to the point. I mean, look, as an NYCFC fan, do I want to beat the Rebels? Of course, but it gets to a point where the sport.
But you want your competition to be healthy.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, is that the sport in the tri-state area will be better if both teams are really good and both very competitive, and both have fan bases that won't expect disappointment every year in the playoffs.
Right. And also the teams have built a lot of, do you think Red Bull is thinking about possibly selling? I know that rumor existed at the end of last year.
I don't have that feeling.
Come on, Tyler Adams came through there. It's the system found, because you have a team in MLS, you found players like Brendan Aaronson.
No, wait, you said selling the team? What do you mean?
Red Bull getting rid of the team.
Oh, no, I don't think that.
Why? That was a rumor at the end of last season.
Okay, sure. I don't think. There's nothing I've heard that would suggest that at
all. This hasn't worked. Right? Wouldn't you say that the Red Bull moniker, the Red Bull idea, hasn't worked?
Sure. The easy thing to say is that, but they also have two supporter shields. What? Three supporter shields. So, no, you can't say that it's not worked, but it hasn't met the expectations.
I would say based on the attendance of a massive playoff game and the performance.
Bellboy said, East Coast Chivas USA.
Jesus. Freddie Alagoa said, I'm back.
Welcome, Freddie.
I don't know. I think you have to look at this and say what has gone wrong.
I agree. I mean,
look, the talk when Thierry Henry was there is that they couldn't even sell out, but you were like at 90% capacity, 80% capacity. This is like 15% capacity.
Nick Red said, there's a rumor that because some really old Austrian guy died recently, that Red Bull is going to get out of sports entirely. I mean, soccer, F1, and et cetera. Interesting.
Wow.
That'd be weird. I mean, that's their foundation of their brand.
Yeah, I would assume they make more on that than selling the drink.
No, I think the sports is what allows them to sell so many of the drink.
No, but I think they actually make more money on all these sports.
Maybe.
Than they do on the drink. I think that's a larger percentage of their
I don't think so.
People, of their portfolio.
Lots of people drink Red Bull. I think that's a multi-billion dollar company. A multi-billion dollar product at the very least.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, this is a forever symbol of our forever love. As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, thanks for standing up there with us. Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay. I want to talk about the other match, LA Galaxy against Nashville. LA Galaxy moves on, wins against Nashville at home, so which will lead us to another El Tráfico in the playoffs.
It's going
to
be a big one.
That's going to be a big one. But Nashville getting bumped out in the first round, tough for them for sure.
Wait, wasn't Nashville higher seeded than
No, they were not.
Than Galaxy?
It was very the Western Conference was very close, and LA Galaxy got enough points to get a home game. I think they were 1 point or 2 points above Nashville. Gotcha. So Nashville slipping up towards the end of the season really hurt their chances because they could have had a home game at Geodis Park.
But it's nice to see Chicharito in the playoffs.
Yeah, who scored the
Araujo, right?
Julian Araujo, yes, he scored the goal. Happy for the homie, Julian, who's
SK Fan TV, SKC Fan TV said, New Jersey Sopranos FC. Woke up this morning when you walk in.
If Rebels had that intro music, that'd be dope.
The kits that like are sublimated to look like a suit.
The one thing that is bittersweet is that I'm a huge fan of Rage Against the Machine, and when Rebels score, they play "Bulls on Parade," and I love that song so much.
Which aren't they like an anti-global conglomerate band?
Yes, pretty much.
And isn't that a chant about like the heads of major corporations?
Yeah, but bro, the team name is Red Bulls, and the song has bulls in it.
But that's like if every time we did something dope, we played like "Cool Again, Suck."
Yeah. Lost more rock
it's
and roll than
that.
It's got
our name in it, though, dude.
Thank you, Zach De La Rosa. But I love that song so much. And every time Rebels score and I'm in that stadium, I'm like, God damn it. I feel good, but I hate this as well. But Nashville getting bummed out that early is, I would say, probably a little bit surprising. I think I favored them more in that game. And there was a huge goal that got taken back from VAR. Took the goal back. Chicharito's goal.
Yeah. Also, someone said, wasn't there a team in Nisa from Asbury Park named the Hitmen a few years back? Remember when we were at coaches convention and someone handed us a card for their team in Las Vegas?
And
he goes, I know you guys do stuff with clubs. This is the coolest club ever.
This guy
was like a walking fedora.
This guy looks exactly what you think he would look like.
Imagine if the guys from the original Columbus Crew logo joined a mafia-themed dance troupe. That's the logo. Can we look it up and put it up? I think it was called like Las Vegas Hitmen or Legends. Oh my God. He handed us his car with the confidence of a man who designed the Eiffel Tower and said, this is the coolest logo in all of soccer.
I don't remember. There's no way I'm going to be able to find
it. It's Las Vegas.
It was Las Vegas?
It's got to be Las Vegas.
It was Hitman, though.
It was Las Vegas Hitman.
It wasn't New Jersey?
No. It's Las Vegas. Oh, dude, if we could find this, it is just the most bananas logo. The Las Vegas mobsters?
No, that's something else.
That's something else. Oh,
yeah, I don't know if we can find it because, yeah,
I'm going to look for
I have the sticker somewhere because
he
gave us stickers.
It was like, dude, this might have been designed in like 1998. And he gave it to us and he was like, I know what you're thinking. This is the coolest logo in all of soccer.
So, I think in Nashville losing in this game, I think is pretty disappointing. But the. I was genuinely surprised that Galaxy won this game because I expected not to have the really fun El Tráfico, but we do have it. So, what are your chances for LA Galaxy going to the bank and actually getting a victory? What do you think?
I mean,
they can do it.
The only thing that would have to happen is this is going to have to be LAFC slipping up or Chirundolo being a new coach.
Okay.
Not really understanding playoffs. He's never, you know, maybe I don't know what happened in Las Vegas Lights. He should have been the Las Vegas Hitman. now that I think about it.
Didn't work out.
It's going to have to be maybe there's some type of naivety that gets in the way.
Okay.
That's really the only chance I think. LA Galaxy did look really good against Nashville, though.
They did, yeah. And that was actually, I think, a little bit shocking for me. But if we did... I don't know if we did a combined. I guess if we did a combined 11, how many Galaxy players you think make it in? Maybe I'll put this out to the chat as well.
Great question.
Because it's like I think, you know, position to position, LAFC has it. I mean, they really really should win this game. But the problem is that LAFC, I think they get caught up in the emotions of the game, and this is where LA Galaxy have tended to be successful in El Tráficos is. They are a little bit, maybe they look at themselves as like the underdog a little bit, and they just play with a little bit like, you know, we have less to lose. And
I would also say that they, you know, LA Galaxy happens to have a coach that is well prepared for these moments.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's probably a little bit more of an easier history to sort of prepare, but I don't know. You know, I mean, Gareth Bale's not going to get a chance to play. Who cares?
Yeah,
right?
This has been a weird thing. He hasn't played much. I thought he was just...
This is good. It's good for America, bro.
Yeah, I agree. But it seems like there must have been something in his contract.
They should double his portions for lunch.
It seems like they've put in... maybe there was a clause in his contract of like, you know, I cannot be in any danger and miss this World Cup because you see...
No. I think his plan was to prepare himself for it. He thought he was going to come here and play.
You think he can't even get in the roster?
Nah, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Whoa, that's a bold statement. I don't think...
Is that not how you saw it?
No, I think he's saying like, no, I don't really need to play this game. You know what I mean? I need to make sure I'm fit enough for the World Cup and LAFC is not my current priority. That's... how I am interpreting it. Because there's no real reason why he's not playing. He should be playing quite a bit. But they also don't really, really need him.
They don't need him.
They won the Supporters' Shield.
I can see him coming off the bench.
And which he does. And, I mean, there's been some games where he doesn't even come off the bench at all. But that was my thought. I'm like, oh, he just maybe... He's prioritizing the World Cup, and you see all these injuries. Diogo Jota just got hurt in the Man City Liverpool game. He's out of the World Cup. N'Golo Kanté.
Some people were picking Portugal to get to the finals.
Right.
Which is insane.
That's not happening.
Definitely not.
N'Golo Kanté is missing the World Cup.
Yep.
Paul Pogba was like, you know, rumored that that might happen, but he looks like he's going to be okay. But there's
a long list. I think Sam Tai always has a note.
Yeah. This is going to be a disappointing World Cup, given that it's going to be, you know, right after.
Holland's not playing. In it at all. Martin Odegaard's not playing in it at all.
In the middle of a season, there's going to be, you're obviously going to have injuries.
What sucks is when the U.S. wins it, they're going to put an asterisk.
I know. You know? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's a real shame. By the way, we can't find it. If you guys can find this,
yeah,
please let us know because this logo was absolutely ridiculous.
See? I don't look. There's not many. I'm looking at the LA Galaxy lineup, and I'm like, maybe I would... I guess, would you take Chicharito over Chicho Arango? Like, he's like, that's like...
No, because Arango's been playing incredible.
Yeah.
Chicharito's a little bit older.
But they're both good, and they're both like I think Chicharito did. Chicharito get more goals than Chicho. Weird that there's so many Chich, so many Chiches.
A lot of Chich, not a lot of Chongs.
Okay, so but I'm excited about El Tráfico. We went to the first one when Zlatan was there in 2019.
A nice Cobra said that he looked it up. $200 tickets for the nosebleeds.
For what?
For that game, El Tráfico.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The one coming up.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's crazy.
That.
When we were there, we almost got arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
$1,200 for tickets in the secondary market.
Yeah, but have you heard? We'll talk and we'll get to this game now. Austin, Austin beat who in penalties? Why am I forgetting? There's too many damn games.
Oh, I love the video you put up where the kid had the.
I got to play that in a second. Austin beat RSL. In penalties, RSL, and they were down. Rubio Rubin got a red card, but the Austin in their match. Now they're going to be playing FC Dallas in their conference semifinal. And first of all, apparently I saw Taylor Twellman tweeted this. The single match tickets sold out in 2 minutes for that game. And
this is going to be in Austin. It's going to be crazy.
In Austin, because they were finished above Dallas. So it sold out in 2 minutes. And now the aftermarket tickets are literally going. It's like between $500 and like $2,000. Austin, they've sold out every single game of their season. And I think they're currently on a record streak in MLS. I went to the home opener. And I thought, you know, I figured the home opener.
Of course, you're going to fill this.
Everybody's going to be there, and the energy was wild. Right. And they had a supporter section in their first game that looked like, you know, like they've been doing, like it's been for years. Like they've had it. They were organized.
LAFC was very similar too. You're like 3252. Like it was like, damn, y'all practice.
Yeah, yeah. But at least they have LA has like a history of soccer,
right?
MLS and Chivas or Galaxy.
Look, you're gonna hear that. You're about to get emails. Okay, Austin has texts. I get it,
but specifically in MLS. That's the only reason. That's the reason I point that out. But the they've overdone like any kind of expectations. Austin, if you ever get a chance to go to a game, if you go to an away game in Austin, I highly recommend it. It is a wildly, wildly entertaining and a little bit different than some of the MLS clubs. It's obviously in Texas. Yeah, we went to like Frisco, but it's not like overly Latino, right?
No.
Austin is like, it's very, I mean, it's Latino, but it's very diverse to the point where like the white people got to learn the Spanish songs. You know what I mean?
Man, sorry. You stepping into our territory. You're more of in a embassy when you walk in here.
But that convergence of like cultures in that supporter section is like a little bit more unique than I think some of the other clubs. I'm sure, you know, Galaxy and LAFC are similar, but you know, this like Texas Mexicans look at California Mexicans and be like, all right, we're a little different. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not really like cholo type.
Right. So that's the sort of sense you get. So,
and then LA Mexicans are like, y'all wearing cowboy boots?
There should be a healthy banter.
Why your pants so tight, my G? Why's your belt buckle so big?
So that game against Dallas.
Delboy said $2,000 for a ticket. That's a lot of tacos. That's a lot of big ass tacos. Can we talk about that face size taco that they had in Dallas?
Dog, I got you, dog.
Bro, let's go.
Because
this is where me, and I want to give credit to FC Dallas because, you know, the running joke is that they can't sell seats. And I know in this image, it looks like they also can't. But if you pull back, I mean, the stadium was fairly full and the energy was absolutely incredible for a playoff game.
So, yeah, this we don't know who this person is. I saw this. This was on the broadcast. But the homie Phil West is a journalist. He writes for The Striker, Texas, and a bunch of other outlets. But he had tweeted the video from the broadcast. And
God.
You see,
everything's bigger in Texas.
You see, you hear the reaction.
Wow. That's just going to put that.
That's in a pizza. Is that real?
Give me one of them.
But yeah, great callback, bro. We appreciate it.
Yo, it's my favorite rapper out right now.
For people listening and don't know what we're talking about, this there was a young man in Dallas, in Frisco, eating a taco, but this is the largest taco I've ever seen.
It's essentially like a large tortilla that you would use for like a healthy chicken wrap. Imagine that folded and fried into a hard shell, and it's filled with what I can only explain is about 9 to 10 tacos worth of food.
Bro,
it's served to you in a pizza box.
It is packed with meats and cheese and lettuce. And
this kid looks like a rat eating a Taco Bell taco, doesn't he?
Bro, it's my man Taco Tui.
Yeah.
And shout out to Footy Scran who caught it as well and retweeted it. But this is, look, I'm the more health conscious guy here. As far as I probably wouldn't order this in the concession stand. But Alexis, how are you feeling about this?
You know, I'm afraid of the quality of the food inside of it.
Okay.
Because it is, a concession. But you gotta eat. You gotta eat a taco the size of your face, don't
there's
you?
There's something out of like a...
When you're in Frisco, Frisco probably doesn't have a culture, right? Uh-huh. It's relatively new.
Don't say that.
talking about a relatively new area.
They're figuring it out. Yeah.
I'm not talking about the team. I'm talking about the area.
Maybe
it doesn't
like
have something that's
like a taco culture.
No, it doesn't have something that's like, this is what we're known for.
Sure.
Mostly malls. We've been there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of malls. It feels like a relatively new area. This is it now. This is what you're known for.
Big ass taco.
You're like, you getting breakfast tacos in the middle of Dallas? Why don't you come here for this monstrosity of a taco?
Well, this taco seems, it's less of a meal and more of a dare.
You should get a free FC Dallas shirt if you finish this.
Get your picture framed,
right?
Whatever.
They laughed at us at Everton when I suggested the Everton burger.
Right.
Apparently, you missed out on the Frisco taco.
Because they're ahead of the game, bro.
They're doing the Everton taco.
So, pretty wild. And I'm glad, it ended up in a victory as well. Because FC Dallas did win their game. They won it in penalties. Emmanuel Reynoso gets a goal for Minnesota.
Del Boy said, holy moly, how many avocados died so that taco can live?
So Minnesota had the lead, and then FC Dallas ties it after, I believe, a corner. And then penalties. And this is where the game got wild. Also, FC Dallas probably should have closed this game out and won the game. But Dane St. Clair had an incredible second half. He had an incredible extra time. And then penalties is where I think here is when you see when a young goalkeeper and Dane St. Clair.
He made all the right choices, though. He almost stopped the first Panenka. He just about reached the second. I mean, he kind of made the right decisions. It's really not his fault. He just wasn't. He just didn't have the power in his foot. And if his hand was an inch longer.
But there's a little bit of, this is sort of why you bring in, it doesn't always work, but you bring in Kepa Arrizabalaga for penalties, right? Just because that's what he does and he's good at it. But this is where I saw...
I think he's going to get better at it by virtue of this.
I agree. I 100% agree. But when you have a young goalkeeper, there is experience that they don't have. There is they haven't been in those situations often enough. And I thought he looked like a young goalkeeper in those penalties. And that's not a knock on him necessarily,
right?
But I thought FC Dallas handled it well. They always kind of always sent him the wrong way, or even if they did, they hit it hard enough to get it past. I thought Minnesota. Well, I thought the FC Dallas goalkeeper, and I don't remember his name, but he made the right decisions, or better decisions than Dane St. Clair. But, Minnesota, they just rocketed the ball. There was just the only miss from Will Trapp. Who looked a little unconfident.
He took a little hezzy.
Yeah, and you can... and it's a strange thing, because if you make it, you're like, wow, he's brilliant. He hesitated and he got the...
Yeah.
But when you miss, you're like, wow, man, your head's not in the game.
Now everyone's like, he picked a spot, and he went, bruh, if the guy dives that way, you like, there's a little bit of hesitation there. You can always pick it apart.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, penalties are just a crapshoot. You know what I mean? I think all the pressure is on the goalkeeper. You're supposed to...
On
the kicker. The goalkeeper's like, I'm not supposed to stop this at all. So also what I do want to point out is So many European fans are like, you guys have playoffs? Have you seen the celebrations from the players, the energy in the stands? Dude, the playoff best. Soccer is unlike anything else, dude.
Love it. Love it. And then Alan Velasco.
They should make that a chopped cheese taco. See, Board Martin is coming up with genius ideas, bro.
Alan Velasco scores the last that Panenka, and I believe he's like 20 years old, and
just runs around with hands.
He was also cramping, like he was getting leg cramps all game, and you know, I think he did a Panenka. He's like, I don't have the strength to kick it harder.
He's like, I gotta lock my ankle, bro.
Bro, to do a Panenka on the game winning penalty.
Balls.
That is a balls, bro.
SKC Fan TV tweeted out and put, don't show Chicharito.
That's right.
I think I'm going to do it again, bro.
I thought it was a, you know, when I'm watching the game, I'm like, he's not going to do that, right? And he did it. He is that guy.
Are you a Panenka penalty taker? You think you're that guy?
I've never taken a Panenka in my life.
You think I've taken a penalty ever in my life?
I don't know how to take a Panenka. I barely know how to spell the word.
You think you'd have the balls to do that?
I think so.
In a playoff game,
you have a fairly good chance of making it because most keepers dive a certain direction. So it's not like
wildly high risk, high reward.
It's risky. I don't know if
you catch
high risk.
You look like the biggest idiot on the planet.
That you do. You could look bad, and we saw Chicharito look bad. That's what I'm saying. Exact situation.
I don't think I got the balls to do that. I think I'd rather rocket it forward directly in the middle than I would Panenka. Slowly chip it. I think me kicking it the hardest to the middle is a Panenka, by the way.
Just a full force. You pull a hammy doing the Panenka.
You're like a big grunt.
He did a Panenka. Now he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Doctor says I need a bacchiotomy.
Zidane did it in the World Cup final. Did he scored it, though.
Yeah.
So it is risky.
Michael Ramos said Panenka.
But it's not. To me, it doesn't feel like it's not an insane decision where the coach is going to be like, why in the world did you do that?
If you have a list of things that you should be doing in the penalties in a playoff.
It's not the Panenka itself.
The Panenka is the last one.
It's not the Panenka itself. It is when and what game situation you are taking the Panenka.
We're talking penalties at the end of a match.
If you're down 1-0 and you take a Panenka, that's bad.
Playoffs. You go home. Because of this Panenka.
No, it would have been tied in penalties.
Sure. What I'm saying is you royally fuck up your chances.
it's risky, but I don't think it's that. Is it 100% risky or 99%? I'm like,
Delboy said a Panenka from a corner is more impressive.
Imagine.
I mean, of course it would be.
A Paninkiko? That would be amazing.
You just watch it for fucking 10 minutes.
I'm trying to think if you can even kick it to like what would like kick it in a way.
No, it'd have to be.
It would have to curve.
Yeah.
But can you even Panenka it? Like,
no.
To even reach the goal?
No, you'd hit the guy waiting in front.
Because you really wouldn't be able to spin the ball. I don't know.
Physically impossible.
Okay, somebody will do it. One of you TikTokers, why don't you try
it? DJ31 said, you got to be so techie for a Panenka. No Panenka in MLS. We got him. Two of them in that game.
Yeah.
Both went in.
Yeah. From the same team.
Same squad. Well.
Okay. So that will lead, obviously, FC Dallas winning. We have does Austin and FC Dallas have a derby name?
There's a Texas Clasico. Is that not it?
I mean, because it's
that would be Houston, maybe Houston and Dallas.
Because it's, I mean, yeah, Houston and Dallas have already had that.
They'll probably call something like the Battle for Texas.
Yeah, I would say the Texico.
You're gonna name it the
company, yeah, the Texaco.
Yeah, welcome to the Sunoco.
Michael Raymond said Chicharito lost the game because of a missed Panenka.
Yeah, we talked about that,
and we did. Okay. All right. What was the other? Any other matches that we missed? I think we got them all. So now we're looking forward to. The Philadelphia Union and FC Cincinnati. FC Cincinnati did recently beat Philadelphia Union, I think like 3-0 or 4-0. So they,
and that's the last time you will.
Yeah, I don't see FC Cincinnati winning this game, but I do think somebody tweeted this. It might have been Jonathan Tannenwald of the Philadelphia Inquirer. I believe Alejandro Bedoya is not starting in this game.
No, Jim Curtin said he hopes he can do something for him off the bench.
Right. So that's a little concerning. But it's not easy.
Jim Curtin has dealt with worse.
Right, right. So hopefully they don't have...
I just have this overwhelming confidence in Philadelphia that it doesn't matter what the situation is. Yeah. They're going to be just fine. I don't know if they'll be good enough to win.
I think they're going to win. And, you know, obviously I do hope NYCFC beats Montreal, because I think that rematch
would be
that
wild.
Philadelphia Union NYCFC rematch.
The chip on Philadelphia's shoulder is going to be as big as the asterisk they wish was on our MLS Cup.
I think that will be the game with, like, you know, there'll be some tension. The storyline will be great.
Montreal Cincy just ain't got the juice.
It doesn't. Look, and Montreal's good, and you know,
Montreal's an incredible team. I'm not overly confident.
Yeah, neither am I. Neither am I.
They're a strong, strong team.
I think it's gonna be tough. I mean, look, even
if I'm NYCFC, I get people from AZ Alkmaar to start calling Georgi Mihailovic.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Get him a little bit. Get him thinking about something else. You
know? Like, bro, we just...
It would be a shame if you hurt yourself before you came here, you know?
So
maybe take it easy in that playoff game.
So that's going to be an interesting game. That one's going to be on Thursday.
Just Skolnick said, off topic, but I just realized that Christian decided to dress like the studio lighting today.
That one, I'm going to be just a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is funny. Oh, you got it moving again?
Yeah, I did. I did. You know,
I hate this.
Mixing it up. Alexis hates literally everything.
That's not true.
Okay. This was the gay pride top that they did a couple years ago in MLS. Okay.
Beautiful. They gave me a large.
Mm, so
you know that one gonna fit.
Okay. Was there anything else I was gonna bring up?
No, the playoffs have been amazing. Who do you expect to move on in the next round? NYCFC versus Montreal.
I'm gonna say NYCFC.
That's right, baby. I think it's gonna go to penalties, but I think NYCFC wins. Mm-hmm. What about Philly versus Cincy?
Philly got that. But I think the Western Conference ones are probably a little bit more up in the air. El Tráfico, who wins that one?
I think it's got to be LAFC, right?
I feel an upset coming. I think Galaxy might do something here. But Austin Dallas, this is gonna be an interesting one. Who do you think?
You know who's gonna win that? Us, if you fly us down to go watch this game, because it's gonna be a big one. You know what I'm talking about when I say you. Come on, baby.
Austin against Dallas.
Dallas seems
this is a tough one.
Yes, Dallas seems incredibly good. I think part of me wants to say that Dallas is on too much of a roll. Too high in confidence for them to lose, but I can't imagine Austin losing at home.
Yeah, I feel like if this
the
game
atmosphere
was,
is just
I feel
be
like
bananas.
If this game was in Dallas, I would probably favor Dallas. But right. Austin have been pretty good at home. They didn't end the season that strong, so that's like my one concern. But I think there is that concern also. Like Austin they were up 10 men for. Goddamn an hour, and they still needed penalties to win the game. So that's, I think that's a little worrying. But it would have been nice to go to through that win that game without having to go to extra time and go through all that, all that work.
What about those dudes that what is it, Austin Time TV?
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna play. Thank you for reminding me.
That's what I'm here for. Super professional.
So I saw this on TikTok. This morning, and we've been seeing this a little bit throughout the last couple of weeks. As soon as Austin made it into the playoffs, and a lot of teams have been doing this, but all the MLS journalists, Charles Boehm, Tom Boger,
everyone gets their card pulled in the playoffs.
All friends, Andrew Wiebe, all the friends, they've been on our show, all the homies.
Matty Doyle.
But Austin FC fans have compiled the receipts. They are not.
And they turned it into merch.
I don't know if it's merch. I don't know if this is a one-off. I don't know if this is a capsule launch.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But it's a collab.
I love this. I don't know who these guys are in particular, but shouts to at We Are Austin TV. They're on TikTok and they're on Twitter and stuff. But just listen to this. if it plays.
Oh, we got a spinning wheel.
Bro, this is Twitter's like this, bro. Why is Twitter like this?
Just move it forward a little bit and then go back.
Yeah, I might have to refresh.
This is ridiculous. For those of you listening.
Our internet works, I swear.
Yeah, we paid the bill.
There it is. There it is. Okay, so let's unmute this. But this is an Austin FC fan talking to another Austin FC fan after.
They have a fan cam show.
Right. So here goes.
We got receipts, and let's bring them out. We got Charles Boehm, 12th in the West. Tom Bogert, great mustache, but you had us at 11. Matt Doyle, I love your articles. What are you thinking? 12th? David Gass. Next. Sam Jones, 12th in the West. Lowry, I think he did a podcast with some Austin people. Greg Seltzer, Andrew Weep. My G, Andrew Weep, but 11th, bro. We got.
I love. First, David Ass is also it's a fun one.
They mispronounced it. It would have been David Off because it's David Goss.
It's David Goss. But Andrew Weeb.
Well, I saw yesterday. I did not expect that I would have to be texting him afterwards. Like, bro, David Ass, huh?
Andrew Weeb is also a fun one.
Yeah.
Nice little takes on those names. But no, they compiled the receipts. They saw what they were saying in before the season began.
Too early to do this video. You go out in the next round of the playoffs, it feels like...
Oh, yeah. They're going to be clapping back.
Yeah. Everybody, you pull their car, they're about to pull yours.
But no, man, I like I like this energy because it's showing more and more that not only do MLS fans care about their club, but they care enough to pay attention to the state sponsored journalists that work for MLS.
Yeah, state radio.
But they like,
except for Charles Boehm. He ain't state radio. He's more freelance.
Oh, maybe freelance. Count, bro. They don't know their friends. It's all good.
They don't know their names. You think they're gonna know what their careers are?
But like? I love that it's getting to the point. You know, people get mad at Graham Souness, Roy Keane, Gary Neville. They're part of your soccer fandom. Mad at these guys. And if you know, our friends here on this list have to be on...
That's part of your job.
That's part of the job.
Yeah.
Getting people mad. That shows that they care. That means that they're consuming your content. They're reading your articles. So you got to appreciate it. And sometimes they're going to get mad at it. But this is great. I love that a fan went this far. Because it's like... I you know, there's probably people in the stadium that's like, what's his shirt about? It was weird. I don't know. Who are these men he has
that's
on his shirt?
That's an odd tweet you got on your shirt.
But it just shows that not only is the league growing and growing, but also the media around it, where they care enough to be mad at Charles Boehm.
Right.
So I love that.
How did they know how to pronounce Boehm, but not Weeby?
Bro, it might have been the first time you've seen the names. It's all good. Whatever.
He's like, yo, I don't know any of these names on here, but I know you said 12.
I know David Ass is going to stick with him for a long time, all right?
A nice Cobra said Cincy was talking spicy as well.
Yes.
None spicy in Cincy, bro.
I saw that too when they qualified for the playoffs. But no, look, I'm happy for those clubs that qualified for the playoffs when a lot of people didn't expect that they would. It just shows that you can turn things around in this league and you don't have to just constantly...
That is the fun part of MLS.
Yeah, live in this torment that your club is going to just relentlessly let you down.
One little offseason and everything changes.
Bro, okay. All right, next up, let's look back at the NWSL playoffs. And there were two matches, Houston Dash against the Kansas City Current. Houston Dash qualified for the playoffs for the first time in the team's history, and they lost 2-1. The second goal happened really, really late in the game, but Kansas City Current... I feel like
I didn't see this game, but who scored the second goal?
It was, I know Labonte scored the first one, and the second goal was scored by Kate Del Fava.
Nice, great name.
It's a great name.
The B.
So I felt bad for Houston because it was a very big deal that they qualified for the playoffs. But once they lost Rachel Daly, she went to Aston Villa.
Right. It's tough.
Yeah, you can't replace a player like that. And but they got Caprice Didasco, remember?
Yeah, from Gotham.
But an interesting story, there was just in NWSL, there was a what is it? Not arbitration or something. There was some disagreement that they had to come to terms with about free agency and players that were fighting for their free agency. And Caprisa Dasko is one of them. So it seems like she may not stay with the Houston Dash. She could probably come back to Gotham. Who knows?
So she may be able to qualify for free agency.
She did. Yeah. There was like some sort of disagreement and with the league and the players union, and they came to a conclusion and they, I believe they won, so now these players are eligible for free agents.
Very nice.
Okay.
I did see the Alex Morgan goal she scored for San Diego Wave, which was absolutely great. I mean, what an angle to shoot from.
Right, which it was a cross, I thought.
Why would you shoot across that hard?
You know what I mean? But I do want to talk about this game because the homie Kalen Sheridan, obviously goalkeeper for San Diego Wave.
Huge mistake,
man. You hate seeing... This is why, you know, a lot of times people... really go hard on players that make mistakes and the clips go viral and blah, blah, blah.
This is the problem with being a goalkeeper. You make one mistake, it's the only thing anyone sees.
Right,
no one's
right.
Like, what a save.
Right. It's like a lot of people seeing Tyler Miller get scored on by Zlatan Ibrahimovic in that his first goal in MLS. But Kalen Sheridan, who is the absolute homie.
Incredible.
And obviously great goalkeeper. And she a poor mistake. She made a mistake last year in the playoffs as well. And I'm glad it didn't haunt her. You know what I mean?
Right.
With a loss after doing something like that. And if you haven't seen it in the 10th minute, she's she has the ball. She's trying to she takes the ball out of the box, trying to decide who to pass to, but takes her eye off the ball. And as she's stepping,
she does like an odd touch where it almost looks like, if you don't realize she's looking around, it looks like she passes it to the opposing player.
Yeah, she basically did a no look.
Like, go ahead, I dare you.
It looked like a no look pass to Yuki Nagasato. And great on Yuki to just. It'd be
you
like,
got to pounce on that opportunity.
Yeah.
But also nice chip.
Yeah.
Kind of,
curved it around Kalen. And so a very bad start for the San Diego Wave and Kalen Sheridan. But they equalized in the 67th minute. And then Alex Morgan. And the goal was scored in the 110th minute. But of stoppage time.
Yeah.
Not extra
not
time.
Not extra time. As you would imagine, 110 minutes.
Right. They had clearly a very, very long stoppage.
But that was an incredible goal.
Yeah, incredible goal. So, Alex Morgan, where did she finish in Ballon d'Or? I know Alexia Putellas won it, but Alex Morgan is always in that conversation. She scored a bunch of goals. She won the Golden Boot in NWSL. And an exciting win for San Diego, because obviously the expansion team to get to the playoffs and win their playoff game. But another disappointing season for Red Stars. All the players, Alyssa Nair, Mallory Pugh, they obviously have a couple women's national team players on. So I'm more concerned about what's going to happen with the Red Stars and their issue with ownership.
There's a lot of questions that are going to have to be answered in this offseason for a lot of these players.
Yeah, yeah. So
Red Stars being one of them, Thorns being another one.
Yeah. I feel like the Thorns are going to win it again. And it's just like this this bittersweet.
We know one person that won't be invited to the celebration.
So the Thorns have been great, and it's so honestly.
But you know what sucks is like you want those players to win. It's just hard to root for that badge now.
And even the players are tweeting like, "Hey," and you feel so bad because the players are like, "Hey, we really would like to support," and it's like, but the fans are like, "We don't want to support the club when this is the owner," and it's just sad. You don't know, you know. Nobody's right or wrong in that situation. You just have to kind of respect the decision of does want to go or doesn't want to go.
You get that. But, the tradition is you don't root for the name on the back. You root for the badge. Portland Thorns are like, why don't we swap just for the playoffs? Forget the fries.
Imagine they, just remove the badge or whatever.
They could wear their shirts backwards, at least in the warm-ups.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's
interesting situation. But the next matches in the playoffs are obviously going to be Thorns and Wave and Rain against the Kansas City Current. And then obviously we have the NWSL final, which is going to be on the 29th with maybe we should go to that. I don't know.
Yeah, if I'm back in town, I would love
to. Yeah, it's going to be in D.C., so at Audi Field. So that might be an interesting one to try to get out to. A bunch of incredible playoff games. This is going to be a nice thrill, leading into these both finals for both these leagues, but then we go right to a World Cup. So, and we're going to be doing a lot of stuff.
This is nonstop for us.
A reminder, we're going to be doing daily episodes for the World Cup. So make sure you tune in, listen to the podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also will be doing occasional watch-alongs.
I'm going to try to do a watch-along for every match.
That's, I don't know. Good luck with that.
Why not?
Alexis is not. We're gonna schedule his funeral right after the World Cup. I don't know why he's thinking, but I'll be here from time to time. We're gonna try to do some watch-alongs, and we're gonna invite some comics and friends and other personalities and stuff to watch games with us. So, get on. Especially if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel.
We got two couches. Might as well use them.
Exactly. So we're gonna be getting TVs here. We're gonna be doing a whole thing. It's gonna be really fun. So now this is where you see that the studio will really come into play, and we're gonna be doing a lot of fun stuff here. So subscribe. That's it. Hit
Please.
The subscribe button and join Patreon. We were already telling a lot of people the No Cap Recap episode with everything that happened in Philly with the Premier League Fan Fest. You'll get to hear all the incredible stories that you will not hear on the regular show. So patreon.com/soccercooligans. I did see we got a couple people joined. We're going to be recording that episode on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it'll be available.
So if you are a member of Gully Squad, look out for that. Thank you so much for joining.
Yeah.
If you are a member of Gully Squad that hasn't checked out some of the content we put up, go do that.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't want to forget to do this. We have a giveaway for Gully Squad as well.
You want
to
go get that?
Yeah, I'm going to go get that. Okay.
He pulls up his car keys. Oh, my God. He really cares about Gully Squad, dude.
Okay.
Look at this beaut, huh?
Here we go.
You might have seen it in some of the photos.
Yes, but this is the official Premier League Fan Fest shirt.
Huh?
The jersey right there.
Exclusive, but if you look at the bottom, blat out, a little Gully Squad.
Yeah, dude.
Here's the issue. Apparently, the shirts with nothing on the back didn't show up. So that's why the Gully Squad is at the bottom.
Okay.
It looks pretty good, I think.
Still pretty dope. But no, you'll have, there's only one.
This is it.
It's just one of one. We're going to be giving it away to one of our Gully Squad members. So join Patreon if you would like to win this. We're going to give it away on Friday. So stay locked into the Patreon. You'll find out if you won. But if you are a Patreon member, you are already entered to win.
Shouts to you and shouts to us.
Shouts to us. We did it.
Okay.
Get in there ASAP. And if you're listening, we'll post a photo somewhere so you can see it as well. It really is a dope kit. Okay. All right. We should wrap up. Thank you, everybody, for joining us again. Another dope shouts to US, MLS, NWSL, wild this week. And then now we got to see.
Playoffs full swing.
Now we got to start planning. How are we going to get to Montreal? We'll see what happens. You know, as NYCFC progresses, we're like, all right, we got to go to these games.
We got to keep traveling.
Okay.
Okay. Benja Skolnick.
Who did he tweet it to? Cooligans or to you?
At me.
Send that to me.
There it is.
We found it. Is this the Hitman thing?
Yes. They are the legends. Yeah. I knew that was the name.
Okay. Send it over.
Hold on a second. What is it? Cooligans?
Yeah. Okay, so all right, this is where we'll wrap up. Apologies for the audio listeners because you're not going to be able to see what this is. But
I promised you, you see the logo.
But this is a logo of...
it's an NPSL soccer team.
Okay. Las Vegas Legends. Yeah, here we go. Let's watch the trailer. The logo...
But if you click on the name and pull up the avatar, you will see...
Yeah.
You can show them.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... Is it not as glorious as I told you?
I mean, they're in like zoot suits and fedoras, and it's the Las Vegas Legends.
They're seemingly in a pitch. They're on a pitch, right?
They look like, I see mountains in the back. I mean, I guess that's what Las Vegas, that's the skyline, right?
Yeah, because that's the strip. I mean, if, you know.
Okay.
Shouts to the fans. They clearly have like a nice fan base because of this little trailer here.
Yeah.
That's great.
You love when people support American soccer. It's all good. It's so cool.
The coolest logo in soccer.
The logo was not as interesting as the guy who gave us the sticker.
Yeah, I think he was all three of these men.
he was the model for both.
You know, in different
So yeah, so people who are, if you're listening to this, it basically looks like a silhouette of Michael Jackson in Moonwalker, like that type of suit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like hat, a smooth fedora. Operator, right? What, a smooth criminal?
Smooth criminal.
Smooth operator.
Smooth Strade. I don't know why.
I was Michael Jackson in that one. But yeah, it's right. It's got the vibes of a little bit. Would you say it was? It says 2012 on there, but it's really and giving 1992.
And Ice Cold Brew said, "Why is the guy in the middle straddling the Washington Monument?"
Yeah. I know.
It's a strange, I'm looking
it's
at
the line goes in the wrong
it's a
place.
Very, it's a great question.
It's an obelisk.
He is. Yeah, it looks like he's. Literally about to sit on a spike. It's interesting decision, but you know what? It's all good. All right, everybody. Seriously, everybody in the chat, you're the absolute best. Another fun episode. Thank you so much for joining us. You make the show what it is. Thank you so much for the contributions. I want to give a shout out to SKC Fan TV because he's very close to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Get that going, y'all. What is he at? 800 something?
Something like that. There's no excuse.
We can help the boy out.
Hit subscribe on there and also make sure to subscribe to the Cooligans YouTube, our new clips channel. Please. We're trying to grow that channel. We're putting all of our shorter clips on there. So please get over to that clips channel. You can see it right here. If you look up on our main page on YouTube, you will see the circle right there where you can subscribe to the Cooligans Clips channel. So please do that ASAP. All right. We will see you when we see you next week, back with a bunch of fun shows and no cap recap this week with everything that happened in FanFest. So hurry up and join Patreon. And then you can also win that Premier League FanFest shirt. All right. Y'all, the absolute best, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.